Ramsey TV.
Why is it that faith is the conduit that God uses to bring people to an awareness of His works, of His grace, of His righteousness? That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it this morning. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the peninsula. It's Monday morning, 5 o'clock a.m. I bet I got up before you did today. I got up at 3. But I went to bed at 8. I bet I went to bed sooner than you did yesterday. I bet. Faith, God loves it. Why does He love it? Why does He love being believed? Why is it so important to Him? Why? Because it's the first sin in recorded history. That's right. And who was it? It was our old great 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 grandmother Eve, who said, well, who was tricked by the adversary Satan to not believe God. Satan called into question the veracity of God's claim that when you eat of the fruit tree of the knowledge of good and evil, to die you shall be dying. And Satan said, to die you shall be dying? And Satan called into question God's statement. He called into question God's goodness. He called into question God's righteousness in having what was best in mind for the first couple . That hurts God's feelings, you see, not to be believed. Don't you hate it? I honestly, it's one of the worst things to not be believed, to have someone not trust you, to have someone doubt your word. I just hate it personally. I hate that myself. And come to find out, excuse me, got a little bit of sniffles this morning. Come to find out, God hates it too. I mean, he just doesn't like it. It hurts his feelings to not be believed. He luxuriates in belief, in faith. And so faith is now the conduit, because it restores confidence in God. Yes, I know God ultimately gives faith. That's the absolute viewpoint. Of course, we know that, but it doesn't mean he still doesn't like it, does it? No. That's why I'm here to tell you that. No, it doesn't. Because he loves it. Now, this is one reason why God does what some would call outrageous things. There's a guy that I eat breakfast with on Tuesday. There's a gal named Angela, and a guy named Patrick, and I don't know if I told you this. We had a theological discussion one day. Bad idea, huh? Patrick's a Catholic, you see. And the priest told him what my priest told me, that Genesis was mainly fables, mainly fantasy. Just a nice little story, you know, of how it's another way of describing evolution. You see, God creating the first man complete and whole out of the ground is a parallel way of saying that we evolved from fish or sea slime. Yeah, I can see the correlation. Can you? No. This guy doesn't believe God. Why? Because he's too smart in his own estimation. I said, well, that's strange. Because you do believe in Jesus Christ, yes. I said, well, when does the Bible morph from fiction to fact? Well, he says sometime around the time of Abraham. Oh, is that right? So Abraham is fact, but Abraham's father is fiction? Uh-huh. Abraham's father is fiction? Well, I guess Abraham's father wouldn't be fiction, because if Abraham's real, then his father must be real. I said, okay, well, what about Abraham's father's father? I had him in a trap then. The man just doesn't believe God. He can't help it. I guess God didn't give him faith, but God does these things. God does the unexpected, the outrageous, so because he loves to simply be believed. A lot of this can be applied to the end of the eon, also to the events that will lead up to the coming of the kingdom of God, because these things seem implausible. locusts, hailstones, a third of humanity dying. Oh, that's just so much. According to the preterists, they tell us that these are people who think that all these things in Revelation were fulfilled in 70 AD. Really? I'm living on the new earth now? I want a refund. These people, they don't believe God either. They don't believe God. So, it's a slap in the face of God to not believe God. God does present himself, right, as a man many times in Scripture. It's the figure of speech, as I've told you many times, anthropomorphia. God comes across as a man in order to relate to fellow human, to not his fellow human beings, but in order to relate to his creation. So, in that aspect, God loves to be believed just like you and I love to be believed. So he puts some outrageous things out there. Noah's Ark, of course, my friend Patrick doesn't believe that. Noah's Ark, a big boat. Sure, 8 people rescued. Doesn't believe it. Doesn't believe it. No faith in God's word. That's a horrible thing. And so God, because of the first sin, because the first sin was not believing him. What he said concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what he said concerning death, all it took was Satan to whisper that God could be a deceiver. That God could be telling you things that are not true. Because that was the first sin. It follows, really, that the first wonderful thing would be believing God. And so this is why God makes faith. Faith in his word. The conduit to every righteous thing that God has ever done. And of course, the latest, greatest righteous things God has done, sending his son to die for the sins of humanity. Yeah, I'll stop there. What's more righteous than that? But it's another outrageous thing. Think about it. A man being crucified to rescue us from sin and death. How does a man dying rescue us from death? It seems improbable. We don't do that. It's not the human way. It's out there. Yeah, it is out there. And God lays it out there. And then he says, I want to be believed. I just want to be believed. And so he loves outrageous faith. Loves it. Goes back to Abraham. God said to Abraham, I have appointed you a father of many nations. Facing which, Abraham believes it of the God who is, you know, bringing life out of death. So it is so great. I have Charles out here with me. He's crawling on my lap right now. He wants up here. You see him back? You see him down here? Charles. You can't come up right now, Charles. I guess you can. Come on. Can you get up here? No, kid. All right. I'm almost done, kid. So Abraham believed God, even though it was so improbable. There. He just made it up here. All right. There he is. Good. Even though it was so improbable. So improbable that Abraham could become the father of many nations. Abraham believed with a childlike belief, the most outrageous thing that he could think of, that at age 100 he would be the father of a multitude, or that in his advanced age he would be this. And Abraham just said, you know what? I'm just going to believe you. Ooh, ooh. That is so great. That is so great. Charles knows it. Charles knows it. I know it. And now you know it.